Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long in studio. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Philip in New Orleans. Philip, in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, Mike, Charlie, how y'all doing?
All right, what's up, Philip? I'm good.
All right. Mike,
yes,
a comment and a question.
Okay.
I see Clint Kubiak is having a second interview with Seattle, and normally when that happens, I mean, there's interest there. And the question is, you think the Saints, you know, have a plan B or looking at somebody in case we lose him? And who would you recommend?
Philip, this is my thing, and I never believed those reports that some people putting out about a month or so ago that, whoever was going to be the new head coach, he was going to be forced to keep assistant coaches here.
That was always dumb.
Come on. The new head coach is going to have his selection of his assistant coaches. And Monday, when Mickey Loomis had his press conference, he was specifically asked about it, and he said that new coach will get his choice of his staff. And if he wants to keep a Darren Rizzi or anybody else that's on the staff, that's up to the new coach. Now, I do agree with you. When you get a second interview, I talk to a lot of agents in this business. That first interview sometimes is just to kind of get to know you. The second interview is a lot more serious.
And it's in person.
That's about basically, okay, what is it going to cost us for you to come here? Because you know the situation already. So I do think they are in serious talks with Clint Kubiak, Seattle. No question about it when you have that second interview. If it's viral or if it's in person, the second interview normally is the interview you sort of cut the deal. But my thing is, when the new head coach comes in here, he's going to pick his own offensive coordinator, his own defensive coordinator. He's going to get his choice staff-wise, and it should be that way. I think that, you know, a lot of times you have a say in who gets drafted. You have a say in the free agent pickups. And Sean had a lot of say. I'll be honest with you. He had a lot to say about it. Now, Mickey Loomis has always said he has the final word, but coaches do have a say. But on staff and who makes the final 53, that goes down to the head coach. So he's going to make that. Whoever they bring in, he is going to make that decision on who he wants as the new offensive coordinator. And to be honest with you, a second interview to me tells me Clint will be in Seattle coaching Geno Smith.
Right, and Grubb got fired, you know, a couple weeks ago at this point after 1 year there. At the same time, we have a text here, Mike, 9699, saying, why would Clint Kubiak leave an OC job to take an OC job?
He ain't short of a job here.
He's not guaranteed one, exactly. So that's kind of, you know, responding to what you just said, Mike. With a new head coach coming in that's going to have the ability to pick his OC, it's not guaranteed that Clint Kubiak is going to be the OC of the Saints. So that's why Mickey said that you can block it. If you're, you know, a GM, you can block a lateral move. But Mickey said that he's not blocking, you know, Clint interviewing with any kind of OC job on the open market because he's not guaranteed to be the OC of the Saints next year under a new head coaching staff. So he interviewed with Cleveland, But Cleveland ended up promoting from within. Tommy Reese, now their new OC.
Good luck with that one.
Dude, he's like 32. Like, he's a young cat, and they're hoping that it works out. I don't know. We'll see what happens there. But he had interviewed with them, and then now he's, as you mentioned, having a second interview with Seattle. Mike Garofalo of NFL Network, I used it in the sports slash there, said that he is, quote-unquote, in the driver's seat for the Seahawks job.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can see that. When that second time around,
basically
what's happened is your agent, to get into the nuts and bolts of it, after the first interview, and then they want you back for a second one, that agent of yours is contacted that team, and they've contacted him about, hey, what is it going to take financially? What are we looking at here with Clint Kubiak to bring him in? He already knows sort of what, because McDonald, he's a defensive-oriented coach.
Right.
So Clint's going to get hold of the offense. That'll be his babe. Now, with that running attack they got, now, I thought they underachieved last year. I didn't think their offensive line played very well. Geno is always going to be Geno. You're going to have some really good games, and then you got some games where what had happened there? But his deal is to try to bring out the best in Geno Smith. But my thing, you know what's really best for Geno Smith? When you got a running game going. And he got two stud running backs there.
They need an offensive line, Mike. I think their offensive line issues were pretty rough this year, especially on the interior. But as far as, you know, their rushing attack, Charbonnet, Kenneth Walker, when Kenneth Walker's healthy,
really good.
That's a good 1-2 punch. I agree with 100%. And Jackson Smith and Jigba made a nice jump this year in year two in the NFL. They have some pieces on offense. DK Metcalf, obviously, as well. So it would be a decent landing spot for someone like Kubiak, and I think there's obvious clear interest in both sides.
And believe me, with the money that they got, the owner, ain't got to worry. Cash ain't going to be an issue on that particular part. But basically, that's what it's all about, Philip. He's not assured of a job here. And so I think, you know, he sort of asked the organization, can I go out and look? They said, yeah, go ahead, because the new head coach, there's no guarantee that you'll be back next year with the Saints.